Hello and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading Joyce Sutphen's poem, On the Shortest Days. Joyce served as Minnesota Poet Laureate for 10 years, and she grew up on a farm in Stearns County, Minnesota. So many of her poems portray a timeless quality of rural seasons, and they celebrate and elevate experiences of many of us in the Upper Midwest. I love reading this poem for the time of winter solstice, with its anticipation of the day's end and night descending. But instead of night descending, people rise to meet it. On the Shortest Days, by Joyce Sutphen. At almost 4 in the afternoon, the wind picks up and sifts through the golden woods. The tree trunks bronze and redden, branches on fire in the heavy sky that flickers with the disappearing sun. I wonder what I owe the fading day, why I keep my place at this dark desk by the window, measuring the force of the wind, gauging how long a certain cloud will hold that pink edge that even now has slipped into gray. Quickly, the lights are appearing, a lamp in every window, and a nest of stars on the rooftops. Ladders lean against the hills, and people climb, rung by rung, into the night. You have been listening to On the Shortest Days by Joyce Sutphen from Carrying Water to the Field, New and Selected Poems, copyright 2019, University of Nebraska Press. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this recording will be available at wdrt.org.